Track 5, A Library of British Liberty, Interactive Book, pages 8 through 12. The people of Boston care deeply about liberty. But what did liberty mean to Bostonians in 1764? Though there was not one definition, most Bostonians could agree that their liberty was deeply rooted in the laws and history of Great Britain. In a sense, devotion to British liberty was a powerful glue that held the empire together. Leap through this portfolio to explore key historic documents that outline the British concept of liberty. English Liberties, or the Freeborn Subjects' Inheritance, by Henry Kerr. Most Bostonians agreed with Henry Kerr that Britain's mixed system of government, which placed limits on the power of the king, was the best in the world. Written by a well-known English journalist, this pocket-sized volume was reprinted many times in Boston and provided readers with a ready reference explaining their legal rights and constitutional liberties. Excerpt: The constitution of our English government, the best in the world, is no arbitrary tyranny, like the Turkish grand seigneurs, or the French kings, but a most excellently mixed, or qualified monarchy, where the king is vested with large prerogatives sufficient to support majesty, and restrained only from the power of doing himself and his people harm. English Bill of Rights, an act of declaring the rights and liberties of subject and settling the succession of the crown, by English Parliament revered by many American colonists, the English Constitution was not a written document but a series of customs and laws that had evolved over hundreds of years. Particularly important was the Bill of Rights, adopted by Parliament in 1689. This act barred the crown from levying taxes, suspending any law, or raising a standing army without the consent of Parliament. Excerpt: Parliament, for the vindicating and asserting their ancient rights and liberties, declare that the pretended power of suspending the laws or the execution of laws by regal authority without consent of Parliament is illegal. That levying money for or to the use of the crown by pretense of prerogative, without grant of Parliament, for longer time, or in other manner than the same is or shall be granted, is illegal. The charter granted by their Majesties to the inhabitants of the province of the Massachusetts Bay in New England, British liberty belonged to all subjects, but not in equal measure. The titled nobility enjoyed special privileges not shared by common people. So too did the people of Massachusetts. The colony's charter, granted in 1691, gave inhabitants a unique set of liberties, including the power to elect representatives to a colonial legislature. Excerpt: We will and by these presents for us our heirs and successors do ordain and grant that there shall and may be convened, held and kept by the governor, a great and general court of assembly which shall consist of the governor and council or assistants for the time being and of such freeholders of our said province or territory as shall be from time to time elected. The Selling of Joseph, a Memorial, by Samuel Sewall. This short pamphlet, written by an influential Boston judge, defined liberty in religious terms and questioned whether it was compatible with the institution of slavery. A majority of Bostonians seemed to think it was. Slavery became an important part of Boston's economy during the Ruse, and more than 5% of the town's inhabitants were enslaved. Excerpt: For as much as liberty is in real value next unto life, none ought to part with it themselves, or deprive others of it, but upon most mature consideration. The numerousness of slaves at this day in the province, and the uneasiness of them under their slavery, hath put many upon thinking whether the foundation of it be firmly and well laid, so as to sustain the vast weight that is built upon it. It is most certain that all men, as they are the sons of Adam, are co-heirs, and have equal right unto liberty, and all other outward comforts of life. Cato's Letters, or Essays on Liberty, Civil and Religious, and Other Important Subjects, by John Trenchard and Thomas Gordon. John Trenchard and Thomas Gordon published more than 140 essays in the London press during the 1720s. These warned readers that their liberties were fragile and vulnerable to assault by corrupt politicians. Later collected as Cato's Letters, these essays proved wildly popular with American readers and conditioned them to keep careful watch for any threat to their British liberties. Excerpt: We have a constitution that abhors absolute power. We have a king that does not desire it. And we are a people that will never suffer it. No free people will ever submit to it, unless it steal upon them by treachery, or they be driven into it by violence. A Vindication of the Conduct of the House of Representatives of the Province of the Massachusetts Bay, by James Otis. Even the most outspoken American critics of British colonial policy framed their opposition as a defense of British laws and liberty. James Otis was an accomplished Boston lawyer and a popular member of the Massachusetts Assembly. In this brief volume, he rebuked Governor Bernard for spending the colony's funds without first obtaining the consent of the elected assembly. This was, according to Otis, an open assault on the British Constitution, excerpt, Woodall. Governors reflect upon the nature of a free government and the principles of the British Constitution, as now happily established, and practice upon those principles, instead, as most of them do, of spending their whole time in extending the prerogative beyond all bounds. They would serve the king their master much better, and make the people under their care infinitely happier. King Charles I, when they spoke of English liberty, British subjects everywhere called to mind a common history reaching back to 1215, when the English king was compelled to limit his powers by signing the Magna Carta. King Charles I was an especially important figure in this history. His attempt to govern without Parliament provoked armed resistance during the 1640s and cost Charles both the throne and his life. King James II. King James II quarreled with Parliament over the extent of royal power and lost his throne in the Bloodless Revolution of 1688. The full-length portraits of Charles I and James II that hung in the council chamber reminded visitors of this history. Behind the governor, symbolically, stood the power of the king. However, Bostonians could take pride in the fact that their king's power was not absolute. Governor Thomas Pownall, 1946.0018, Oil on Canvas, 1946, James M. Carpenter after John Singleton Copley, Revolutionary Spaces Bostonian Society. Thomas Pownall served as governor from 1757 to 1760. Pownall was generally popular with the province for supporting colonists' rights and representation in Parliament. Pownall, however, refused to act on the original petition of Reuben Cogdehu on behalf of the Mashpee.